to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me on this messy Sunday here in New York City is Sam Forbes. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Arnie. It's great to be here.
And our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, I felt I was melting on the way in here.
Yes, you were melting. And we have a special guest with us. Her name is Marty Whittakin. She's a certified clinical nutritionist. She's a radio personality in her own right. And she's the author of a book, The Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and Other Acid Blockers. And Marty recently wrote an article with the title, Heartburn is a Wake-Up Call, a Clue to Change Bad Habits. And Marty is here on behalf of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+, and she's going to discuss heartburn and similar digestive system problems and the role that probiotics can play in treating these problems. With that introduction, welcome to the Wilner Window, Marty.
Hi. Hello, everybody. I'm in Dallas, but it looks like Seattle here, too. So.
Yeah, we heard about that terrible thing that happened at the Dallas Cowboys Practice Center.
Oh, here, that's pretty earth-shaking. We like our Cowboys.
Yeah. How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, how about them Cowboys?
Okay, let's start off with what I think is a key point you make about symptoms like heartburn being a wake-up call. What do you mean by that?
Well, really, all symptoms are a wake-up call. Unfortunately, we tend to view them in this country as, oh, that's something bad, I must get rid of that symptom, without asking the question, well, why do I have that symptom? So we so often resort to medication just to make the symptom better, whether it's usually a pain somewhere or a sniffle or a redness or something that we can see that gets our attention. And we have really sophisticated medicines that can make that pain stop, and we tend to think that we've done our job and everything's great. But if we haven't treated whatever the underlying issue was, it may be continuing to get worse.
Absolutely.
While we're temporarily happy because we don't have that red light on our dashboard anymore.
Okay, so in this particular case, you're talking about heartburn being, as you say, a wake-up call. And what do we wake up to?
Well, the question that's... These acid-blocking drugs are really a great answer. It's just that we've been asking the wrong question, and we ask the question, oh, how can I stop this acid? And the acid blockers do that. The real question is, the wake-up call is, why is stomach contents getting somewhere it doesn't belong? It's either getting into the esophagus, and that tube from the mouth to the stomach is not protected from even real weak acid, because there's not supposed to be any there. It's just food on its way south. Or we've broken down the barrier, the mucus lining of the stomach, and the stomach acid is touching the tender tissues underneath because we haven't repaired that barrier for one reason or another. So that's the wake-up call, is to find out why do I have stomach acid getting someplace it doesn't belong?
And how do you try and find that out?
Well, I would recommend my book as a good first step, because you do have to kind of triage a little bit to figure out what the problems are, and you may or may not have a doctor who has an interest in doing that. I feel very sorry for doctors who really want to help their patients, but they're only trained in the symptom suppression that we're talking about. So you have to kind of be prepared to ask the right questions. And some of them are fairly straightforward. For example, if you have a hiatal hernia, that's a condition where the diaphragm, this muscle that runs across our midsection and it helps us breathe by moving the lungs in and out, it also puts a lot of pressure right at that little valve, the sphincter that goes between the esophagus and the stomach. Well, if you get a hernia, the stomach kind of protrudes up through that, so the pressure is coming at the wrong place, and it makes the valve not work correctly. And if you are aware that you have that, and probably the easy way to do that, I guess, is to go to a good chiropractor or a massage therapist who can kind of just palpate and feel whether things are in the right place. But doctors often can diagnose it. They just don't usually know what to do about it other than surgery, and there are non-invasive ways to solve the problem. So that would be one fairly straightforward thing. You've just got a mechanical problem. Other than that, it's usually something to do with nutrition, undernutrition, not having enough stomach acid to get digestion done properly, and having our friendly bacteria out of balance, and bad eating habits. So I kind of give people a sort of a step-by-step way to figure out what area, what are the symptoms of that one particular kind of problem, so that they have an idea where to start fixing it.
Okay, so how can something like, for example, Dr. O'Hara's probiotic 12 plus, how can that impact this heartburn problem, for example?
There are so many ways. It's almost, I found writing the book, it was kind of awkward to cover all the different ways.
I'll tell you what, Marty, let me just tell the people the name of the book. It's called The Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and Other Acid Blockers. And we do have it at Wilner Chemists, or I'm sure you can get it in a bunch of other places as well.
Yes, and the Dr. O'Hara's people have a special where you can get the book for free if you buy two boxes. That's something we could, if you're open to that, we can give the phone number out and they can get it that way. I have to say, I'm so glad that you're a pharmacist, because you know how to pronounce all of those things. And sometimes the radio hosts stumble over the title of the book because it has so many drug names in it.
Well, we could mention a few more, but why should we?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's only an hour show.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's part of it. But there's so many. There are so many of those, and the problems, the side effects. I mean, why somebody should care about why to pay attention to their friendly bacteria versus just shutting off the pain, is that these. Not only do you need the friendly bacteria to do a whole bunch of jobs, but the drugs have very serious side effects when you take them for a long period of time, because they're only designed to be used for two to 4 weeks while you get yourself healed up and you fix the problem. The side effects come because they work so well. They stop stomach acid, and we desperately need stomach acid to absorb all kinds of nutrients like minerals and vitamin B12 and so on, and we pay a price down the road if we don't have them. And that's one of the areas where the friendly bacteria help, the probiotics, such as, well, there's nothing else quite like Dr. O'Hara's, but the Dr. O'Hara's product helps because it replenishes the friendly bacteria that help digest your food. They protect you from organisms like the H. pylori bacteria that can erode the stomach lining and is one of the causes of heartburn. They help because they repair, they generate some good substances that help repair the lining of the digestive tract. So indirectly and directly, they're very beneficial. And I learned almost accidentally one time that if you chew them up while you're having a problem, you get instant relief. Now, that's a different mechanism altogether than you would get if you swallowed them and they went on through the digestive tract. And it's not something I think you can do with most probiotics, but it sure seems to work with Dr. O'Hara's to get rid of any meal that you eat and it's just not setting well. You know something's wrong. Chew up two or three of them.
Yeah, because the when you bite into one of those Dr. O'Hara's capsules, it's almost like a tasty little fruit paste in there, you know, and you just sort of suck it out of that that gelatin capsule. And
well, my question is, you know, there are a lot of different brands of probiotics. Could you explain a little how Dr. O'Hara's is different and or better than other brands?
I've been in nutrition since the very early 80s, and for the most part, I knew about probiotics as being freeze-dried bacteria, white powders that you could get, ones that had several bugs or one bug, but that was it. And they were all pretty much the same kind of thing, and the main difference among them was whether or not they had any live organisms. Could they be revived after all the tortures that they go through with the freeze-drying and the centrifuging and the separating them away from their food supply and all those things? Well, when I saw, as a practicing clinical nutritionist, I became acquainted with Dr. O'Hara's, and I said, boy, this is something really different. It's, as Arnie says, it's a paste. It's a kind of a dark paste in these soft gelatin capsules, vegetarian capsules. Well, what it is, so many different ways that it's different. Let me just start with how they produce it. It takes 3 years of fermentation, and they add to the culture medium that these bacteria are grown on organic fruits and vegetables and herbs and seaweeds, and they add them at certain times and over a period of time, and they are digested and used by these bacteria not only to sustain themselves while all these different varieties, the 12 different varieties of bacteria, learn to live together, but they create bacteriocins that are chemicals that kill pathogens. They create organic acids that help to create the right pH balance in the digestive tract. And all of that, the food supply of the bacteria and those beneficial chemicals that they create, are all together. That paste, you could, I've actually had the paste in Japan just by the spoonful, and boy, is that some potent stuff. But you could put it in the capsules and take advantage of it in this country too. But I did go to Japan, and while I was there, I visited where where Dr. O'Hara makes the product. I interviewed him, and I went up in the mountains and saw the spring where the water comes from, and I watched them nurturing these bacteria. And I think it's hilarious. I'm walking through the plant, and they're playing Mozart.
You got to keep the bacteria happy, Marty.
That was it.
That's why they call them cultures.
Okay. You know what? We have to pause for a break. Our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call, and you'll be able to talk or ask Marty Whittakin questions about all the stuff we're talking about. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Marty Whittakin. We'll be back after these messages.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain a an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formula's, your source of high-potency New Zealand black currant super formulas.
This is Arnie Gatomer, and before we continue, I want to alert you to a special sale on one of our favorite Jaru products, Pomgard, the pomegranate concentrate capsules. Pomgard, now on sale at one-half price. And I also want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner's as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples of what's on sale now. Source Naturals, American Health, full lines at 35% off. Doctor's Best, 33% off. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Kyolic, NTI, Natrol, Neocell, the full lines at 30% off list, and there's much, much more. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
And do you have our current product reference catalog or our current sale flyer? Well, you can pick up both of them at Wilner Chemist stores. They're free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist's mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, as Arnie just told you, www.wilner.com. And that's Wilner with two L's. And subscribing online. But even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, that's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, and that's near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And Kyolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, I love you.
Moms love Kyolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Back by popular demand, Doctor's Best is once again offering a 40% off special on their popular glucosamine chondroitin MSM combination. This is a great opportunity for you to stock up on one of the most effective combinations for joint pain that you can get, glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Reduce inflammation and pain while you stimulate healing. Why take acetaminophen, which can poison your liver, when you can take glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, which works just as well or better and is good for you? Studies showing benefit indicate that this combination can slow deterioration of cartilage, relieve osteoarthritis pain, and improve joint mobility. Doctor's Best Glucosamine Chondroitin MSM Capsules, now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 40% off list price. This is a deal that's hard to beat. The 240 capsule size, on sale for only $28.14, and the 120 capsule size, only $15.54.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view.
Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Marty Whittakin. And we're talking about GERD and stomach problems and all sorts of things. And let me give you folks a number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Sam, you have a question.
I do, Marty. You know, other than listening to Mozart, how does the bacteria actually survive in this type of soft gel paste type of matrix? One of the issues, of course, we always talk about is survival of the probiotics, and I guess the freeze-drying method seems to have been the time-honored method to sort of putting them in a state of suspended animation so that once they enter the stomach, they can revive again. How is it that they can survive in this type of method?
Well, that's a great question, Sam. And I was tickled that Arnie knew that the music was for the bacteria. I was such a rube. I said, oh, how nice of you to play classical music for the workers. And they looked at me like I was crazy. But the bacteria, because they have their food, they can continue to, I'm sure that because they're not being stirred and oxygenated every day like they are in, they aren't growing as fast as they would in the facility, but inside the capsule, they've got everything that they need. They've got their food supply. And the freeze drying, it works if these bacteria, when they go into their little freeze-dried coma, they wake up again, and they don't always do that, or at least not in a vigorous fashion. And what is different about Dr. O'Hara's is that it's there as much as anything to change the environment in the intestinal tract, because we have 2 or 3 pounds of bacteria, and they represent at least hundreds, perhaps thousands of different strains, and everybody has their own unique blend. So you can't possibly supplement all of the different kinds of bacteria you need. Each one of them has its own jobs to do. And so if you take something that changes the environment, makes it a healthier place for all of the bacteria, then you nourish the ones that you need for your particular blend. And I know people that even take Dr. O'Hara's along with another probiotic that they're taking for a particular purpose, because it does seem to help all of the good guys do well.
So okay. You would say it's a living, they're live bacteria as opposed to sleeping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And it doesn't need refrigeration, because they do the culturing at room temperature. So it's used to that. Where the thing that always worried me about the freeze-dried bacteria is that when you have them in a refrigerator and you take them out, you open the lid, then you get humidity from the environment and gets in there, and so they tend to activate slightly, and then those bacteria can't survive. So I love the fact that you can keep it with you all the time. I have my clients keep it in their purse and their briefcase and their suitcase, so that it's where you are. And whenever you might be threatened by something, where you need it in addition to just the daily supplement. And these days, never mind Joe Biden, a lot of us are on planes and in places where we are exposed to bugs. And our stomach acid is the first line of defense, which is one of the reasons I'm so against stopping the stomach acid for a long period of time. Oh, and our second line of defense is the probiotics.
Okay, Marty, we need to pause for another break, including a check on traffic. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. We'll return after these messages.
Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit hungerfreeforever.com online.
And here's some good news. PGX is available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Now let's go for a check on the traffic.
I'm Tom O'Hanlon on Radio 710 WOR. On the West Side Highway southbound at 125th Street, an accident in the process of being cleared. Delays go back to the George Washington Bridge. On the Grand Central eastbound at 94th Street, an accident with an overturned vehicle. Each side has one lane shut down. That means heavy delays. West 57th Street in both directions between 5th and 6th Avenues. One lane closed for repairs for water main break. That's been affecting some of the 5th Avenue buses. On the Cross Bronx, jammed up westbound between the Bruckner and the George Washington Bridge. Inbound GW. Be about 5 minutes to either deck. Outbound, you're moving. Lincoln Tunnel looks pretty good, but as you head out to the Helix, watch out for some slowdowns because of an accident on westbound 495. Outbound Holland looking at about 5 minutes. This report brought to you by Sacrete, available at Home Depot. Patch potholes fast and easy with Sacrete U.S. Cold Patch. Just throw and go, filling the pothole with Sacrete, and it is the Sacrete U.S. Cold Patch. Stop by your local Home Depot today and try out this revolution.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey, from Allergy Research Group, in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Bird. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production to renew your body from the inside out. Slow down your aging process. Stop living with pain and suffering. Take anti-aging 3 collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking anti-aging 3 collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
my window.
Welcome back to the Wilmer Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer, joined by Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Marty Whittakin. This show, by the way, is broadcast not only here in New York in the New York metropolitan area on News Talk Radio 710 WOR, of course. It's also being broadcast down in Atlanta, Georgia on WGKA. Okay, so, you know, and our phone number is an 800 number. It works all over the metro. It works all over the United States, including Atlanta. And that number is 1-800-321-0710. Why don't you give us a call? All right, 1-800-321-0710. Sam, you had something to say.
You know, because of the outbreak of the swine flu, a lot of people are thinking about their immune systems. And I know Marty wanted to talk about
By the way, we lost Marty on the phone.
Oh,
yes, Noah and Ira are trying to
okay.
get her back.
Well, you know what? When she comes back, I want to ask her about it. But there's no reason why we can't even discuss it. Probiotics and the immune system.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
You know, we talk about probiotics specifically for gastrointestinal problems. In this case, we're talking about reflux problems. But
we also, you know, when you started talking about the flu and everything, I thought you were going to mention that at for the next hour at 3 o'clock, because this is a two-hour show.
Well, I just wanted Marty to tell us a little bit what her feeling about the role of probiotics and the immune system.
Okay. Well, when we get her back, we'll ask her. But at 3 o'clock, we're going to have Dan Lifton. Dan is with a company called Quality of Life, and they make a product called AHCC. AHCC is one of the immune-enhancing products, and we're going to be talking to Dan about how or what people can do to fortify themselves against the swine flu. And we felt that AHCC was one of the good things that they can use.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Okay. And what do you think about all this, Dr. Podell?
Well, I think it's we know that the various, I keep saying acidophilus and bifidobacteria, but I know there are 1,000 strains. And we know
600.
600.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeez.
That occupy the human gut.
All right.
I spent a long weekend counting them.
You know, okay. You know, of which so far we've counted maybe, well, we know that there's two main strains, the bifido and the lactobacilli.
Marty, we got you back, huh?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. All right. We were, in your absence, we were talking about probiotics, and Sam had a question that he was going to ask you.
Well, yeah, Marty, I know we've been talking about probiotics and their role in digestive health, particularly with reflux kinds of problems. But because everybody's sort of thinking about the immune system and infections with the flu and all, we know that probiotics do play a very important role in helping the immune system. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I can, yes. In fact, I know that people are really panicky about the flu, and they should be panicky about keeping their immune systems in good shape for the annual flu, which is apparently a much bigger problem than the H1N1. And I have an article on my website, radiomarty.com. There's a link right on the front page where I talk about all of the things that we need to do, sleeping and many different ways to boost the immune system. But the second line of defense is our friendly bacteria. In some cases, it works directly. The bacteriocins that they make actually kill pathogens. And while this is a virus and those bacteriocins kill bacteria, most of the people who perish from the flu, it's because they get so weakened that they get a pneumonia. And that's what they ultimately gets them. So we want to be protected against the bacterial secondary effects. But I think a big part of it is because we just, our immune systems are undernourished. Even though we're wildly overfed as a nation, we're still undernourished because, A, there's not enough nutrition in the food from either just farming or techniques or from processing. But secondly, if our digestion isn't real good and the lining of our intestinal tract isn't as functional as it should be, we don't absorb the nutrients that we could be getting out of the food. And so the things that your immune system needs to work are just not there. And several of the bacteria work in many ways to help create more of the immune cells and to make them more vigorous and to supply the nutrients needed for them to communicate with each other better. It's a wonderfully mysterious process, the way the whole immune system works, and you just can't take away all of the basics like you may have already talked about this on the show, but vitamin D, there's a reason that it's called the colds and flu season. I think it's because we aren't out in the sun, and so we don't have enough vitamin D. Those are things are basics, and I think that and the probiotics are the reason that in an office you'll have 10 people, three of them get sick, and the others don't, and that the others are just better protected. Their immune systems are working.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, we have a caller. Let's say hello to Linda from Queens.
Yeah, hi. I have GERD. I have it for about a year and a half, and I get burning in my esophagus into my mouth every night. It's the same thing, and I've been on a very limited diet. I eat chicken and sweet potatoes so as I don't aggravate anything. No fruits or vegetables. And I want to know, I also have gastroparesis, and I, you know, so the food don't go down, it doesn't go down, and then it doesn't, and then it goes up. So what can I do about this? Would this probiotic, program help me?
Well, I certainly think it would, and it's always nice to know that you're at least not going to cause more harm. And the problem with the acid-blocking drugs is that it's clear that we will be harming over time. So, Linda, may I ask what age you are? Since we don't know your last name, feel free to tell me.
Yeah, I'm 65.
Okay. Well, as we pass 50, stomach acid usually declines, and in the over middle age group, almost always the problem is insufficient stomach acid. So what happens is that the food stays in the stomach too long, waiting for it to be digested, and so the stomach is and the feedback systems are calling for more and more stomach juice trying to get the job done. It's just not concentrated enough in stomach acid to process it, so it sits in the stomach, and then it sloshes around. And if that sphincter is weakened, it's a muscle that is supposed to clamp down. And even if you don't have that hiatal hernia I mentioned earlier, it's possible that stomach, that sphincter is weakened, maybe because, again, we're low in vitamin D. That has a lot to do with muscle strength. So you've got this sloshing around in the stomach, staying there too long. It gets into the esophagus, and even weak acid will burn. So some people find, kind of one of the tests that you can do is try some vinegar, teaspoon to begin with, just of apple cider vinegar with a meal, and if it calms things down, then you know maybe that's you're headed in the right direction. But checking stomach acid is something that the doctor can do. They can also run a breath test to see if you have that Helicobacter pylori bug that could be in your stomach. It could be causing a lot of these problems. So those things could be helpful, but certainly you can get some immediate relief, and you know you're doing some good with the probiotics, even if that's not the total answer in your particular case.
Are you there, Linda? Okay.
Yeah, I don't have the H. pylori.
You don't have the H. pylori?
And I do have a slight hiatal hernia, but I'm a diabetic, so I have the gastroparesis where the food doesn't go down the way it should.
Yeah.
So besides the probiotic, what else could I do about that? I've tried those PPI it just makes me sicker. I have side effects from it. It doesn't help me, and I know that.
What did you try that makes you sicker?
The proton pump inhibitor.
That's the acid blockers. Oh. Next year.
Tried almost all of them.
Okay.
Doctor? Well, I hope you're working with a doctor that's nutritionally oriented, that can help you with the diabetes as well, with plenty of the minerals like chromium and vanadium, and also. I hate to hear anybody that's had to cut out fruits and vegetables because they are so preventive. Did you cut them out because they bothered you, or you just expected that they would?
I cut them out because if I'm so sick from just chicken and sweet potatoes that I figured that they're never going to agree with me.
Well, sometimes people do a lot better with just fruits and vegetables, because if you're doing especially ones that are lightly steamed or they're raw, they still have their enzymes, so they will kind of digest themselves if you chew them thoroughly, and even fresh vegetable juices, those are really ready to digest. They will pass through the stomach and give you a lot of healing nutrients.
Dr. Podell.
Yeah, the gastroparesis, which is basically a weakening of the stomach contractions in diabetes, is presumably due to a nerve damage. Now, I haven't seen any research studies on using natural products to improve the nerve function, but we do have research studies on, let's say, peripheral diabetic neuropathy in the legs and so on, where certain things seem to be helpful, among which are lipoic acid, primrose oil, perhaps carnitine. And if you're willing to experiment with these, it may take 6 months to see benefit. To some degree, there can be a healing process. This has been shown for the peripheral, say, in the leg damage. It's never been really looked at, as far as I can tell, in reflux, but it's worth a shot.
And I would add something called benfotiamine, a more active form of thiamine.
Okay, very good. All right, Linda, thanks so much for that call. Okay, and we're going to pause for another break. Our number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Marty Whittakin. And now we're going to pause for a moment to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that omega-3 fatty acids are functional nutrients that help balance blood sugar and maintain healthy body weight? There once was a time when scientists thought that dietary fatty acids were just a source of calories. Discoveries over the past three decades have shown that specific omega-3 fatty acids have important roles in improving metabolism and supporting healthy body weight. The liver plays a central role in metabolism and adapts quickly to changes in dietary fat composition. This adaptation involves changes in the expression of genes involved in how the body processes sugar and fat. Research shows that omega-3 fats promote healthy blood sugar levels, lower triglyceride levels, and promote fat burning and improve blood vessel function. Take advice from the American Heart Association and the American Diabetes Association and make sure you are getting at least 1 gram of omega-3 fats per day to support healthy metabolism. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
What is CoQ10? It's a fat-soluble enzyme cofactor naturally found in almost every cell in your body. CoQ10 has a role in cellular energy production, and it is an important antioxidant. In fact, this antioxidant function is now thought to perhaps be its most important function. This is where a new form of CoQ10, ubiquinol, comes into play. Conoco has been making a natural CoQ10, ubiquinone, for over 30 years. Now they have developed a new CoQ10. CoQ10, a reduced form called ubiquinol, that is much more powerful antioxidant and is more readily absorbed and distributed throughout the body. Ubiquinol is actually the active antioxidant form of CoQ10. As we age or suffer the effects of excessive oxidative stress, our body's ability to form its own CoQ10 and convert it to the active ubiquinol form is diminished. Conoco calls this product Conoco QH, and they supply it to other companies for use in supplements. Look for ubiquinol on your supplement label, the new high-potency CoQ10 from Conoco. Ha-choo! Sometimes, no matter how hard you try to avoid it, you catch a cold or the flu. Well, now you can recover faster with Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. This revolutionary natural homeopathic product actually helps speed your recovery, allowing you to get better faster. Unlike most medicines that simply mask symptoms, Umka Cold Care actually helps you recover faster, letting you get back to yourself and your life again. Umka is clinically tested and comes from a potent plant species in South Africa. Sometimes you can't avoid getting sick, but you can recover faster with Umka, the unique sounding product with the amazing benefits. So also look for the new Umka Cold and Flu, a synergistic formula that relieves both colds and flu. Umka Cold and Flu combines two clinically tested homeopathic formulas into one potent remedy. Umka formulas are available exclusively from Nature's Way. Get better faster with Umka, the unique sounding product with the amazing benefits. Umka and all Nature's Way products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Marty Whittakin. And I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way. When you come down with a cold, think of Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. All Umka products are available at from Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Well, you know, some of you folks may have been wondering what Dr. Podell is doing with that guitar, and he's wearing these beads. You know, well, that's because he's soon going to be leaving. He's going to be leaving at about 3 o'clock today. He's going to be going to a Pete Seeger contest.
It's Pete Seeger's 90th birthday celebration at Madison Square Garden.
Wow!
And it's probably too late to get tickets because you have to be there by 5.
Yeah, and you're an old friend of Pete Seeger's, right? Yeah.
Well, I met him once when I was in college. That's about it.
That's when he was a teenager.
Yeah, when I was a Democrat.
Okay. All right. Thought you'd appreciate that. Thank you, Noah. Okay. All right. So that's what we do here, Marty, you know? We do stuff like that. Okay. Let's see. Who's next on the phone? Mary from Manhattan. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Hi there. I was going to ask her if she ever used a natural clay.
Clay?
Yeah, for all those problems, because it's very good.
Okay.
It takes away inflammation anywhere in the body and takes out any kind of metal that's in there that's not supposed to be in, and brings back your general health.
Really?
And your digestion, too. Yes, and I've been using it, and I find that it's a really great
thing. So what question do you have?
I asked her if, because all these other things, they have all kinds of side effects, and this has no side effect. Has she ever thought about that?
Well,
natural clay.
Yeah, people do use natural clay.
But has she ever, this woman, Whittaker?
Marty Whittakin.
Is she still there or she's gone?
I guess she's gone.
No, we
scared her off.
All right, we have lost Marty for the moment.
Where do you get natural clay?
I get it on the internet. I can give you the internet address.
No, that's fine.
Well, the type of products you see is called bentonite clay, and a number of companies do make.
No, there's clay.
No, not that.
No, you have. You also have that that stuff from, what's that stuff from Austria?
It's a red clay from California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's very
all
good.
Right. Thanks for the call, Mary.
And all right.
Yeah, everybody uses all sorts of stuff, but why it would relieve inflammation all over the body is beyond me. Oh, well.
Okay.
What'd you say, Noah? Oh, I'm still working on Marty. Okay. All right. We are having a little phone difficulty, and we've lost Marty once again. I don't know if it's... got her back. You're back, Marty.
I guess. Maybe the phone lines don't like the rain.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
You still having a problem down in Dallas?
No.
Then it's New York. Okay.
I think so.
Okay. All right. Our next caller is Gloria from Massapequa, Long Island.
Hello, doctors. I've had stomach inflammation for a year, and I finally went to a gastroenterologist, and he prescribed Capidex. And I've taken it for about a week, and I'm feeling much, much better. However, I still don't know what I have to stay away from. I don't know what to eat. No one's telling me what to stay away from.
You know what, Marty? We didn't talk about some of the other things other than supplements that you could do to help with GERD and stuff like that.
Oh, I can't take supplements.
No, I know. That's why we... why can't you take supplements?
They upset my stomach.
Really?
Yes. And I wake up in the morning with very bad breath, enough to knock an elephant over.
Interesting.
Well, I'd be surprised if you had a problem with the Dr. O'Hare's probiotics 12 plus, because that usually is a remedy people take when they do have bad breath. But the foods are it's kind of hard to categorize. What the conventional wisdom has been to stay away from greasy foods and spicy foods, but the research really didn't support that doing that made much of a difference. What does make a difference is if you stay away from the inflammatory foods, and foods that cause inflammation are sugar, processed foods, and an excess of omega-6 fats, which are the ones in the soy oil and sesame oil and the common vegetable cooking oils that are used in all the processed foods. We need a little bit of omega-6, but we're getting like 30 times as much as we need, and that's why we so much need Nordic Naturals anti-inflammatory omega-3s.
Yeah.
So if you've got inflammation in your stomach, those would be helpful, but I hope you also checked for the H. pylori and to figure out why your stomach is inflamed to begin with.
Okay, now how does he check for H. pylori?
There's a breath test for it.
And sometimes they do an endoscopy. They can see it or they can take a sample when they do an endoscopy.
Yeah. Now, they can do a blood test, but that really just tells you if you had it at one time. It doesn't necessarily tell you if it's active.
Mm. High in hard for the inflammation. I'm eating a lot of fruit, so I was wondering if that could be triggering it off.
Well, if it's real sweet fruit, that can have an inflammatory effect. I mean, you want to balance it with vegetables and plenty of foods that aren't real acid. If you've got an inflammation, until the inflammation is healed up, you probably need to kind of reduce the excess acid foods.
And that's my problem. I don't know what's producing acid.
Well, it isn't so much what's producing acid is that, like, if you eat tomatoes, which are relatively acid. Actually, Jell-O is more acid than tomatoes and apples. But if you experience some discomfort, then that's a clue.
About apples? You said something about apples.
Yeah. I mean, you can go on the. On the web, you can look it up and find out which foods are more acidic than others, but it isn't always what you'd expect it to be by any means. People always say, oh, well, coffee is a big problem, but Jell-O is more acid than coffee is. So.
All right, Gloria, thanks so much for that call. All right, let's talk to Mary Ann from New City, New York.
Hi, I'm calling. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
I'm calling about, I have a lot of gas, if I even eat like Cheerios, and I also eat, drink,
Okay, we don't have too much time.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have too much time. You're getting burping. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's coming from the other end.
Okay, though sometimes that could be due to the stomach, and it also could be due to lack of pancreatic enzymes, lack of bile salts. It could be a whole slew of different things.
It could be yeast because there aren't enough good bacteria.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily relate to the stomach. Okay, now we're going to pause for a message from Essential Formulas.
Improve your inner ecology today with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, a flora-balancing probiotic system that promotes optimum digestive health and is much more than a mere probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps to restore the entire complex of friendly bacteria in our intestines that are absolutely crucial to our digestive and overall health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a whole food-based probiotic supplement that adjusts the balance of flora uniquely in each one of us because we're all different. It replenishes the flora that are individually needed for optimum intestinal health, all natural and does not need refrigeration. Perfect for travel. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemist or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
Okay, we've come to the end of this first hour of the Wilner Window. Marty Whittakin, are you still there, Marty?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'd like to thank you so much for being our guest today.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. And if your listeners want more information on the swine flu or on how probiotics help digestion, they could go to radiomarty.com, and right. I've got some free write-ups there.
All righty. Thanks so much for that.
All righty. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Okay, and as I said, this is a two-hour show, and we will be back at about 5.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Nature's Way. When you come down with a cold, think of Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutrition